stinger, huh? Wake up out of dreamer, huh? Grab a lighter, huh? Something that can steam, huh? Bong ripper, huh? Make sure it's cleaner, huh? Smoke session, huh? Nigga, what you mean, huh? In my car, huh? Cruising down the street, huh? So stoned, I'ma need something to eat, huh? No tray, huh? Ashes on my seat, huh? Pied up, huh? Tailors on my feet, huh? Cloud nine, huh? Pouring through my mana, huh? Take a toke, huh? Hold it till you choke, huh? Moving forward, huh? Cruising on my border, huh? Still got more, huh? Burning to a short, and I be flowing. I get so high.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up, fam? It's your boy Rico.
And Nati in the house.
Yeah, we are on another podcast. And today we have our good guest, yes,
our best friends.
Yeah, man. Today we have him on the show.
Ayo. This is Boris. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, this is Boris. We call him Boris the Animal. Yeah.
Boris the Animal. Because he's too wild, man. He's too wild for this.
Every time. Today's topic, as you can guess, it's about
drugs.
Alcohol,
weed. Marijuana, weed, smoking, yeah. Anything.
Club, dope, Murray, whatever.
You see why you met this guy?
It's too hyped for this, so you can guess it's gonna be fun. Anyway, if you wanna like drop us a comment after the episode.
So do you
done.
Guys?
No.
I didn't get that.
No, do you? He's saying that. Do you smoke?
We'll talk about it when we start the topic. So anyway, it's good to have you guys, man. Boris, welcome.
Welcome to the show. Welcome.
I'm surprised right now.
Second episode of podcast.
Second episode of our podcast. We're gonna talk about drugs.
By the way, I've like listened to your first podcast, bro. That thing is so lit, man.
Yeah, that's so good. Thanks, man. That's the support we need now, guys. That's the support we need.
Keep it up, man. Keep it up.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, so we start off with a new topic today. It's about drugs.
Drugs. Why do people do drugs?
Yeah,
why is it addictive? Why can't they stop? Why is there a rehab center, right?
Yeah, anything, man. Like, why is it we have rehab centers? Why are people getting too much involved in drugs? Is it good to use drugs?
I think it's good.
Yeah, for your opinion, it's good. For others, maybe it won't be good.
Yeah,
that's why you're gonna involve this topic.
Now let's ask our guest, like, what he thinks about the drugs. What do you think about drugs?
Okay, what I think about drugs is like, drugs is not good, by the way. Even if we do it, like alcohol, weed, marijuana, etc. But it's just our age, man. I mean, like,
yeah, it's our age, like, yeah. You should go through it, right?
You should, like, pass through it, whatever, so that even if, like, our generation is so good, man, like, when we will be older, like, parents, whatever,
yeah,
when our kids be passing through also, I know, you, Nati, you will know that your kid is passing through because you have been...
The thing is like I don't want my kid to do drugs, you know.
That's the life we're living in. Like, this is the world we're living in.
Okay. Actually, when a child gets to do drugs, I'm pretty sure he won't know it after some time.
Yeah, but like,
because you'll be following up your kid every time.
Yes, he's gonna it, but like,
like us. We are living here, no parents, no...
Yeah, in China, like, control, by the way, we're in China, bachelor degree.
But actually, like, if, like, I'll be, like, back home,
yeah.
That's, like, so reduced, but still doing it.
Still doing it, right?
Yeah, so, like, you know, but absolutely in China, bro, like...
Okay, like,
it's too much.
What,
like,
do you say for the people who don't do drugs?
You know? Don't do drugs.
Yeah,
that's good for them, man. I wish I can. I swear to God, like, that's good for them, man. Never even try. I swear, never even try.
But like, I know people who get inspired by drugs, like, you know, Snoop Dogg, D.O.W., right? Like, every lyrics he does is like fire every day, right?
But you know,
he gets inspired by marijuana.
Yeah. Can we call that a talent or what? Because like For example, like Wiz Khalifa, you know, he owned a farm, like
a weed farm. Yeah,
yeah, you know.
Possibly, I think for him, it's all about business and having fun.
Business, yeah.
These guys have been brought up with weed in their country, so I don't think there's a major difference with us.
It's how you use it. Actually,
despite the fact that marijuana has medicinal value.
Yeah, it also has
medicinal values, but instead, as we choose to use it in a different way. Of which, yes, it's fun, but at the end of it all, it has an effect. But we don't even care about the effect. As long as you're smoking enough money, the niggas...
Yeah, you never ever get, expecting, like... Yeah, you do expecting, like, some... How can I call it, like...
Disadvantage or effects.
Yeah,
Marijuana doesn't have that much disadvantages.
Let's just talk about side effects. Yeah, actually, everything has an
side effect. Everything, yeah. even the medicine you take for a disease.
So not only marijuana, we have even codeine. People are misusing codeine.
Yeah, codeine.
And actually, codeine. I got to know it's like a cough syrup, man.
Yeah,
I was too surprised. I thought codeine was a different brand. Like it's own. It doesn't have to include the drug.
Yeah, codeine. It's like it's a cough medicine you mix. Yeah, I think with cola,
Sprite. And then they call it a special name, lean.
Lean.
I'm sipping lean.
Yeah, I guess it says lean. That's the slang.
Lean.
Yeah.
In the songs, they just say like I'm sipping lean and everything. Oh.
But like I think coding is too much. Like you buy from the pharmacy. I think that's
it's too much. Yeah, but you know most of these African countries people we use that, especially Nigeria. It has been affected, especially here. Like even that's why like people in China they don't want Nigerians. Some of the universities in China don't allow Nigerians to come in because of this.
I was seeing this documentary in Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
And the coding, like, it was too much. Like, the government, like, burned the coding, like, in tons. Like, you know, kilograms, things like that, in much tons.
But for me, I think it all depends on how you use the drugs. For me, that's what I think.
If you like, you have like
some type of disease, marijuana. Yeah, that's okay. Use it. Yeah.
But still,
but use it like in the like right way. Like you can
don't overdose.
Yeah, overdose. You know. Talking about effects, you know, everything has an effect. Like side effects, you know, like
okay, like
even studying has this side effect. If you study too much, you get mad, you just go to some hospital. Let's advantage and disadvantage.
What is for marijuana? Let's start with marijuana and what's the advantage?
What are the advantages of marijuana?
Marijuana.
Yeah.
For smoking marijuana.
Yeah. It gives you much strength to have fun, I guess.
It gives you the momentum.
It decreases your stress.
It has a medicinal
purpose.
It increases your appetite as long as you have the food.
Yeah. You know this kind of thing. Yeah, like
munchies.
Weed,
you get the munchies.
You know this kind of weed, marijuana. You just like if you have like stomaches, you know stuff.
Yeah. If you don't eat, like yeah, they, you can they you can just marijuana
just not smoking, but like
yeah,
cooking
weed
with
cookies.
With
weed cookies.
Meals.
Yeah.
Weed
cookies,
yeah
cookies,
then
cakes. You bake
yeah.
it. You bake
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Then you eat it. I swear, like in like two, three days you get better, I swear.
So like for food, for medication, for releasing stress, what else?
I think those are the basic
yeah? Okay. Yeah,
the basic the main one is just having fun.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Having fun, right?
But the problem is that once you try, like
the addiction
is killing a lot of people.
The most like problem around the world, like,
but the thing is, if you smoke weed, you cannot kill yourself or things like that, because
actually pretty well.
Rico was telling me like the last time, people who do marijuana, they don't kill themselves, and I asked him why don't they kill themselves? What did you say? Because like. After they smoke the fifth joint, they're gonna sleep.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah. They're gonna sleep.
Yeah, it's true. You can't smoke marijuana for like more than three blunts.
Yeah.
No.
Not even more than three blunts. More than like, let's say approximately five blunts.
No, 10 blunts. Sleep. I know this guy who smoked 10 blunts.
10 blunts? What the fuck?
Then
it's a G.
So, can he even like walk that time?
Yeah, he just sleep.
You just went to order pizza.
Really?
Yeah, you ordered pizza, you know.
You ordered some food.
And then you cut out with your dog and just slept.
That's why, like.
Marijuana it has advantages of you having fun and everything, but still, everything which has an advantage has a disadvantage.
Yeah.
And going to the disadvantages of marijuana, we get to have people who use marijuana for the first time and they their brain can't handle it, they end up like going mad. That's the first thing.
Okay.
In Kenya, I've received not actually received, but I've heard of cases whereby people smoke marijuana and end up in mental hospital. Yeah, people start running on the roads mad at city halls and malls, just crazy stuff, man, because of marijuana.
Okay, like, what about other drugs, like alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol.
What do you think about alcohol,
Boris? Boris, what do you think about alcohol?
Actually, alcohol is also, like,
it's
not good. Yeah, it's not good also, like, you guys know, like, too much of a thing.
Too much of a drink, I wouldn't lie to you.
Yeah, too much of a thing, like...
How too much of it, there's even a saying, too much of one thing is not a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly, man.
Yeah.
Okay, like, it depends again with the different brands of alcohol you drink.
Alcohol,
don't you think so? Like, there's a different brand. There's the brandy, there's the vodka, there's the whiskey. There are this alcohol which you brew in African countries.
I have to ask this question. Like, what do you like drinking, Boris? Like, what's your like?
Which
like,
brand?
Which brand? Or
vodka,
what do you drink?
What do you prefer?
What do you drink?
About alcohol?
Yeah,
about
what do you like drinking?
Beer?
Yeah. No, like, what brand do you like drinking?
Yeah. Actually, here, about beer, on the side of beer is like Budweiser.
Budweiser
and Corona.
Yeah. How about like whiskey, vodka?
About whiskey and vodka, I like this.
What do you drink? Like, what's your favorite drink like, for alcohol?
For alcohol? Falco is just this sky vodka.
Oh, that one?
Wait, sky vodka? The sky vodka which is without the flavors?
No, with flavors.
Not with the flavor, the dry one.
The dry one, the dry.
Oh, that's hard one.
That's
hard?
Yeah,
that's hard, yeah. And this Absolute vodka.
Bro, yeah, absolutely.
I think this guy is from Russia.
Yeah,
but Absolute vodka with
fucking Russia. No.
You're from like the new Russian.
But Absolute vodka with like me, I like Absolute vodka and Absolute mandarin.
Mandarin, I know that.
That thing is so good.
But for me, have you ever tasted Sky vodka? The flat one is no flavors in it.
Yeah.
That shit is really bad. I think it's really tough, man. It can't even get past my throat.
Yeah. But like for me, it's beer.
But
like it's always been a beer. Like I can chill with a beer.
But it's not always like drink it like to finish it at once. Like you can't come.
But
like,
still, you're gonna have fun and you're gonna end up finishing the alcohol. So,
but
okay, that's your preference.
My preference. Yeah.
But for me, I think my best is whiskey. Because whiskey, I can go all night long.
Okay, about
provided I have ice cubes.
Okay, like for people it's different. I know these people like when they drink tequila with a beer, like they vomit.
Yeah,
always,
always.
Mixing the drinks is not good.
Mixing the drink, absolutely, like mixing beer with
whiskey tequila.
Or tequila,
that's not good.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
guys, don't do that. But
yeah, trust me.
So about the tequila, what are your preferences like? Tequila.
Trust me, I don't know anything about tequila.
Tequila.
Honestly,
I hate tequila.
I don't know
like
anything
tequila.
About tequila.
I never like tequila.
I don't know. Oh, there's one tequila I saw by the shop. I used to sell it back home when I was in Kenya. I used to sell by the alcohol. That's me. I used to sell some.
Aurico used to sell alcohol, by the way. This guy used to sell like all the bottles, like Hennessy and everything, by the way.
So like this tequila from Mexico, and it was called Cardi. It was called Cardi Tequila.
Cardi Tequila.
Yeah, I sold it to one guy.
Like,
yeah, it's yeah. The paper, like the brand paper, it's a yellow one.
Yellow one.
Yeah, yellow one. Damn, I drank that shit. Trust me. I had hard. No, yes, okay, I wouldn't call it really hard, but I just had imagine one shot and I was gone, totally gone, and I'm at work.
Yeah.
And then the boss was just coming to see me and I was like, what the fuck? You know, as in that yeah. tequila, I don't know how they made tequila.
I want to say this, don't drink on your job. Guys, don't drink on your job. If you have test tomorrow, don't drink today. Like,
but you know what? It's, let me tell you, if you're working as a bartender or any person who's selling at a liquor store, trust me, if you're working at a liquor store, you just have to drink it. You know, it just, especially when you're a person who likes drinking
it's
and you
like,
have the alcohol.
It's like working at McDonald's, then you can even like...
Yeah, and you can't even eat a simple bun.
<bang. Yeah>, imagine. So you have to.
You just have to try. So we're going to take a short break. We're listening to this song, Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly, I think I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to be okay.
Watch me take a good thing and mess it all up in one night. Catch me, I'm the one on the run away from the headlights. No sleep, up all week, wasting time with people I don't like. I think something's wrong with me. Drown myself in alcohol, that shit never helps at all. I might say some stupid things tonight when you pick up this call. I've been hearing silence on the other side for way too long. I can taste it on my tongue. I can tell that something's wrong, but I guess it's just my life. And I can take it if I wanna, but I cannot hide in hills of California. Because these hills have eyes and I got paranoia. I hurt myself sometimes, is that too scary for ya? Watch me take a good thing and mess it all up in one night. Catch me, I'm the one on the run away from the headlights. No sleep, I'm all week wasting time with people I don't like. I think something's wrong with me.
Topics to talk about.
I hope you like that song by MJK.
It's MJK, but then it's a new song by Young Blood. He's a really good artist, so go check him out with it.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be okay when I smoke. But anyway, So we're gonna talk about the use
we're
of
still
pills.
Talking about drugs.
Drugs. So we're gonna talk about the use of pills. There's Molly, of which I've never used before.
Molly is like a cocaine. I know what
kinda.
It is. Like,
it's kind of like
a white thing. They say they give you by a small plastic bag.
Oh, it's like a powder thing.
A powder thing, but they give you with a what do you say? A plastic bag.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And how come I've never heard it? Is there in African countries? Because I think it's only in the States and these European countries are abroad.
Maybe it should be. Yeah, there is. What do you think about Molly?
What do you think about Molly, Boris?
Actually, by the way, you were speaking like... I think like there's no Molly in Africa.
Yeah, for
but
me.
I think on my side...
No, like I think there is.
There is?
Yeah, there might be.
I might be, okay, it's a drug, it's everywhere, it's everywhere in this country, so that we can go hook up. I'm gonna look it up. I want to see this Molly thing because I just see it on movies and people like hear it on movies and people like they were pissing, you know, we have to try everything.
this is why we invite Boris, the animal.
So anyway, like talking about the pills, for me I don't think you should do pills. For in my suggestion, just stick to the things you're used to. This thing of every time like getting to like try something every time, man, it might fuck up your brain, bro.
Yeah, like the
and you might end up like you might end up getting mad and start running on the streets here, and then your parents will be like, nigga.
Yeah, plus like the thing that we want to tell is like doing drugs, like if you're in a foreign country like China, like us, don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Because like we know a lot of people who got sent, like deported back home because of drugs.
Yeah, just follow the rules, stick to the rules.
Stick to the rules, like you came here to do your degree, to get your bachelor's degree, don't mess it up.
And we are not like trying like to like justify everything and be like, oh, we are the good ones, oh, what? Yeah. We're just trying to like join the youth
environment. It's all love, and it's all like to educate you.
You can use alcohol, you can smoke cigarette if you wish. The things which are like legal in our country, just use it, provided you know how to use it. You can handle it well. Yeah. So continue talking about this topic.
There is this name of Mori, like MDMA.
MDMA.
Yeah, it's a MDMA. Yeah, it's a
like
it's
an abbreviation.
It's a drug, like Mori. This is Mori, so the duration of action is like between 4 hours and 6 hours.
So it can last for 6 hours?
Yeah. About 4 hours
it's
and
like
6 hours.
Actually a half a day.
Yeah, it's half a day. Kind of half a day, man. You know.
You just get high for half a day, what the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, that's actually sounds pretty good, like for half a day.
Half a day, it sounds
good. Yeah, it's a pure, it's called like pure MDMA.
Pure MDMA.
Yeah, it's
meaning when you take this kind of drug, you're gonna get high for six. Even when you try to sleep, damn, you'll be high in your dreams.
Yeah, it's the active ingredients in ecstasy.
Yeah, like,
you know, like
ecstasy,
but,
Imagine being high
most
in
often
your dreams.
Not like MDMA in the past few years. Mm-hmm. The drug has become like a toxic mixture of lab created chemicals according to the US Drugs Enforcement.
Mori is a slang, but the name is different, but the real name is MDMA. Oh,
yeah.
MDMA is Molly, right?
Yeah. Okay, Molly is the same as ecstasy, right?
No, ecstasy is a pill. A blue small pill.
Yeah, there is a lot of like colors, like
colors.
There is this
blue,
it's blue, yellow, green.
I've seen the blue one though.
Orange.
Yeah.
There's a drug.
The blue one is pretty common.
Pretty common. Yeah, sky. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's written on sky.
Yeah.
then there is this the orange one. The is W. And V in W, like Volkswagen.
Yeah, Volkswagen. Damn.
Yeah.
So they have named the drugs according to the cars, man. So that
maybe the car killers. Maybe the car was.
Maybe you never know, it's too fucked up.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, these drugs, especially using the pills and shit, man,
yeah.
I don't
like it. It's not good. Like the expression is kidney, like destroy kidney.
Yeah, your blood system.
Yeah, your breath system.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
So
especially like in Kenya, like we have this the man drugs where people like inject themselves.
Yeah,
and, like,
absolutely. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So man, I don't like that shit. By the way, it makes people like look like aliens, bro.
Yeah, there's this even Black Mori drug.
Damn.
Yeah, Black Mori drug isn't most of its users think it is,
but
many articles online say like. Drugs is pure MDMA. The active ingredients is ecstasy. Users often like talk about the purity of talking Mori, like is as if it's somehow better after, or MDMA was originally developed as a medication of treat depressions.
Oh. So
like, what we are saying, like this time, this little time.
Okay. So if I ask you, like, since you're our guest today, like, why do you think
people
do drugs? Why? The main reason
to find their happiness, man.
So they can't find happiness
in real life. Why do they have to find
it in drugs?
Yes.
You know, like,
why do we have, okay, let's just say,
okay,
in general,
okay,
why do we have to look for happiness?
Okay, you know, we were born like we're happier. You know, these things are just like they just like for addition of happiness.
even the feeling, you have that feeling, right?
Yeah, no, like the way you say, like, nobody was born knowing English.
Yeah, true.
Know,
so you were born with like so many
thing,
like happiness,
yeah.
everything. So these are the things that they have like discovered after.
Like, that's like the best explanation, right? Like,
yeah.
You don't know. You were born knowing that thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, talking about this Black Mori, there is another Pink Mori.
Is a Pink Mori?
Yeah, Pink Mori. It's also like pills. It's all about pills, but. You know, there is this kind of like, how can I say, like,
sort of a pill or what?
It's a sort of a pill, but inside of pill there is this
some funny yeah. You can't even explain
it.
It's too hard.
How about the drugs that they use in the injections, right? The
injections. Oh,
like it's just those pills.
Much.
Yeah, that's too much.
I think
it's the way like you take it. You know, you can swallow
a pill. You take a pill and then they break it in a powder form and then they
boil it, kind of.
Yeah, and then you just inject it. And that is fucking worse.
By the way, all the informations we're getting are from the movies.
Yeah,
injection
is like direct action, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, direct action. It's going straight to the blood. So automatically, like in an hour, in minutes.
Yeah.
Pink Mori
is just like it's kinda like not like Black Mori whatever, but the difference is like there's this kind of powder inside the pill, like you know.
Yeah.
So it get like extraction when it does like inside the body, you know. So Mori powder is just like the cover pill is like pink. It's like its color is pink.
Oh.
Yeah, Mori is just
Yeah, man, it's really fucked up, man. Guys, don't use. For me, I think I'll advise you guys, just don't use
drugs.
Not basically doing drugs, but don't do like this type of drugs where we see it as a Western culture thing, man. Don't let people, like, you just see in the movies, people are just taking these pills.
Yeah,
and then you think you're so sexy, you're too stunt, you're flexing,
too cool.
You're too cool, you're a cool kid.
Yeah.
And then you want to take this stuff, man.
Like,
it will fuck up your life.
And like, people get into drugs, like, when their friend forces them, just try one, like, before you know it, that guy become much addicted than this guy.
Yeah, and it's gonna fuck up your life.
Like,
trust me, your education wise, your career wise, your focus life is gonna be fucked up. So just stick to what you know, stick with what you use, that's what I can say.
Yes.
I won't tell you to literally stop.
I'm telling you literally, just stop.
No, but you know, you can't tell somebody to stop drinking alcohol.
No.
It's not on,
like,
alcohol. Alcohol is pretty normal.
Like,
but
just tell
me too attached.
Yeah,
think about your future. Like,
yeah, plus don't get too comfortable with drinking
drugs,
alcohol and
anything,
any type of drug. Don't get too comfortable.
Don't be there stuck like, alcohol will solve my problems.
Yeah.
Drugs
yeah.
will solve my
okay,
problems.
Okay, like, I know people. People drink for at least four reasons, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they
Stress.
To forget their problems.
Yeah.
To have fun.
Yeah.
When they get mad.
When they're sexually active.
When they sex, like everything. When you see when they are celebrating,
yeah,
we drink for every occasion.
Yeah, and like I told you, like all these episodes about life, love, reality, sex, and sexuality. So
yeah,
we're talking about reality. So yeah,
reality. Like you need to talk.
You need to talk about these things, man.
Future.
These things
think
are the ones
future,
affecting
guys.
Our nation and
yeah.
Our country.
Worldwide.
Yeah, all worldwide, man. Not even Africa alone, Europe, everywhere. All these things is there.
But like,
drugs is there. Drugs kill.
Yeah.
Do you think like drugs are like? Do you think drugs are like more in black people?
In African countries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, it's not that much, but we consume it a lot.
In Africa?
Yeah.
Compared to like, no, America.
It's like colonization. They have like.
They colonized us with drugs.
We're not basically saying that.
No, not colonized with drugs, but you know, like, it's an example, France colonized some country, then they spread, like, Christianity, they spread everything.
Yeah,
so,
they spread it, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like colonization. So the white people just bring like...
The drugs to
drugs,
us.
Yeah,
to the
then just they tell you like,
yes,
this
if,
is the whole happiness, this is the whole mood.
Like,
so you just try and just...
You get addicted.
Yeah.
That's colonization.
Then when you try...
Then we became slaves to the drugs.
Yeah,
and now you get,
yeah,
you get independent.
Absolutely.
Now. You gain independence as a person.
Gain your independence in 2019. Get your independence.
Yes. Just stop. For me, Nati, to be honest with you.
No.
I wouldn't tell anyone who's gonna listen to this radio, not anyone to this show. We are not saying stop using drugs.
So what are we saying then?
We are just advising you on
like to think about your future.
Yeah, to think about your future. Don't be addicted to this
too
stuff.
Too much addicted.
Yeah.
Because we're losing a lot of good people for drugs.
So
yeah,
because like well, you know why I'm saying this? Because the minute you start telling people stop using drugs, they will think, yeah, they're gonna use it more, and they'll probably think like, so these guys are just talking
saying,
about
yes,
this show is about reality, and yet they're not like saying the truth and stuff. You know, the drugs, we use it too. We drink alcohol, no lie. Some of us consume this alcohol in a lower percentage than the others. We are not saying that we are too holy than thou, you know.
Yeah.
We're just telling you guys, use it well, use it appropriately. Drink safe, man.
Drink
responsibly.
Drink safe, like, yeah.
Yeah. And don't drink and drive, man, by the way. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Just don't drink and drive, man. Because this man, people, accidents, if we hear a larger percentage of accidents, they happen. Yeah, drunk people, it happens to drunk people. And actually, I think...
Like this type of accidents happen to white people, right, most of the time?
White people.
Compared to the black people.
Even
black
people, they don't
commit suicide, things like that.
Yeah, it's rare for somebody to commit in these uptown countries, like to commit suicide because of smoking marijuana. But you find in like in African countries, somebody is some funny death, you know.
Yeah.
Some just funny death. Trust me, you're just like in the room with somebody, and then and then you start playing with electricity, and then boom, you just shocked and died. Yeah.
Shocked your head with me, like,
and you're just playing with it, you know. So we're gonna take a short break. We're gonna listen to this song coming up.
Myself and I, by G-Eazy.
Yeah. That's what's
like
up.
Thinking about you, think about yourself, think about the future.
Yeah, man, that's what's up.
Take it over.
She just broke a bottle of alcohol.
It's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. 'Cause I got me for life.
Yeah. And as far as I can see, I just need privacy. Plus a whole lot of tree, fuck all this modesty. I just need space to do me, get away what they're trying to see. A Stella Maxwell right beside of me. A Ferrari, I'm buying three. A closet of Saint Laurent, get what I want when I want. 'Cause this hunger is driving me, yeah. I just need to be alone, I just need to be at home. Understand what I'm speaking on, if time is money, I need a loan. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fuck fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends. Yeah.
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride.
got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold, even when the night is cold. I got that fire in my soul.
Like talking to strangers, so get the fuck off me, I'm anxious. I'm trying to be cool, but I may just go apeshit. Say fuck y'all to all of y'all faces. It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous, but I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my angers. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good. I'm still sipping this bubbly. This shit is lovely, this shit ain't random. I didn't get lucky, made it right here, cause I'm sick with it, Cuddy. They all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold, even when the night is cold. I got that fire in my soul.
We're talking about drugs. We've seen every drug there is.
Yeah, so we're gonna continue the segment. We're gonna talk about now cocaine.
That's the last subject. I know we didn't see every drug, but like
we're talking about the major drugs, like which
major
is
drugs.
Yeah, major drugs, right?
Like the common drugs.
Common drugs.
Yeah, so about cocaine. Oh damn! Now that's the wild one.
I
think for me that's the wildest.
Angel dust. They call it the angel dust. I love the name angel dust.
Angel dust. Yeah. Boris, what do you think about cocaine?
Yeah.
Cocaine, bro, like cocaine. Yeah, that's it. It's so strong. Like it's not. I swear, like if you're hearing this and you take cocaine, that's not a good decision, man. That's not a good decision, I'm telling you.
So the question is, have you ever used cocaine?
I've never used cocaine. And I will never use cocaine, man. And I will never use the mission drugs we have talking about, man. I swear, man.
Yeah, like cocaine is too much, you know. Cocaine is like, you know, there's a line of drugs, right?
Yeah.
I'm not
saying... It's like a food chain or something.
Yeah, it's like a food chain. Like, cocaine is like in the top, like, five, maybe.
Yeah, man, cocaine is a really, 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 really messed up drug, man. Yeah. Guys, cocaine, even me, I wouldn't advise anyone to use that shit because it's really fucked up.
Yeah. It's also
there was an incident where, like, there was an incident in this entertainment industry where Chris Brown and that fight between Chris Brown and Soulja Boy that was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah,
like, Soulja Boy was accusing him of using cocaine, and I was like, oh. I thought this was like a major deal. It wasn't a major deal in the US.
Yeah.
No. Soulja Boy was telling Chris Brown,
illegal. It's still illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal in America. So, for me, I thought
maybe because they're famous, it's not that much, right?
Yeah,
because
so, like, for me, like, I thought, like, it wasn't a big deal.
Plus, like, using cocaine in America. A lot of people kill themselves of cocaine.
Yeah.
Overdose. Cocaine. That's, like, around.
And these people.
5%
That's the first thing, maybe. That's the first thing, like dying, like suicide.
Suicide. Yeah. Cocaine, yeah.
For every, like, I mean, for every, like, drug, yeah, suicide, man.
But cocaine is really fucked up. Yeah. I think, I heard that, no, they put in, but, damn, I think, have you watched this movie,
Narcos.
Narcos.
By Pablo Escobar, the biggest drug dealer in Colombia, in the world.
Yeah, man, I don't know how these people pack this stuff, man. It's really wild. If you see it in the movies,
watch Narcos, guys. You need to watch Narcos right now.
Also Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, Pablo Escobar. Even Queen of the South.
Narcos is
not that much new, but It's like 2017.
It has two seasons, guys. You need to watch that.
Yeah, watch that movie and then you'll know how cocaine is a fucked up drug. Even the way they just pack it, man, it's just really, really weird.
No, plus the main distributors, it comes from Colombia.
Colombia. Even the name Colombia just sounds cocaine.
Yeah, Colombia cocaine.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, don't use that fucked up drug, man. Like honestly, man. Push.
Cocaine, man.
I never want to advise anyone. If I get my child using that shit, I'm gonna whip his ass.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill. I'm gonna put him in rehab. I'm going to take him to juvenile. What the fuck?
You know, like I know this guy. Like he took this cocaine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were going down on these stairs, right? And like they're like five stairs, right? There's just five stairs. He took cocaine in. Man, it's so long. How am I gonna get like? It's it's five stairs. What do you mean? And I was like trying to come on. Like I hold his hand. Like you can do it, man. You can do it for a fucking five steps. Imagine that. It took him 30 minutes for five steps.
Damn.
Man, trust. Don't do cocaine, guys.
Cocaine, man, is fucked up, bro.
Talking about that guy. It sounds so crazy. Like there is this drug. Like it's It seems like green beans.
Green beans.
Yeah, it's in French is transis oiseau.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Translation to English is 36 birds.
Oh, 36 birds. Yeah.
Yeah. Translation in English. So, we were at school. Then there were a tree full of that drug. So there is
it's natural.
So there is this boy we were like studying together. It was like my G, like was like my real homie, man. Like yeah, so he took it. Then the way you use it is like if you have a chewing gum, you just put in chewing gum, then you chew it.
So does it have a bad flavor?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I think it's like
cut.
Yeah,
and then like shit,
but
bro.
We don't use chat with gum.
You can use it with gum.
No, you can use it with gum.
No, like I've gum seen nuts. People like drinking soft drinks, like
I think not like to make it
even
not dry.
They use sugar with it.
Yeah. So this boy, he was like, he took it then. It was time class, time for class. Then we went to class. Then the boy was so high, and then he saw the teacher in front. He was writing on blackboard. So he stood up and say like, "How did that chicken get into the class?"
He said that in the class.
Yeah, he stood up. Then he say like, "How the fuck did the chicken get into the class?"
Then what did the teacher say?
The teacher took him directly to the office. Then
it was like
he was expelled,
funny.
Yeah, they just
They just left go man go home, man.
Yeah, man.
You're not good.
Yeah,
you're not
that thing. That thing is so like common in Rwanda, like.
But like
yeah,
the thing like, is, I don't think it's chat.
Yeah, it's not chat.
It's not chat because chat only like it gets you more hyper.
Yeah, more hype.
Gets you hyper
and less sexual active. So
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, you won't get sexually active.
Yeah.
And that time like, this thing is like common in Rwanda and. We were in summer vacation at home. Then the boy just took it. Then he ate it. Then he threw it. Then like every time when you threw it, you just like feel so thirsty.
Yeah.
So thirsty.
Yeah.
Then he took it. Then we were sitting by the home, like chilling. Then there was this kind of shoes, like you know a shoe,
yeah,
one shoe. Then he saw it, then he was like like a snake is fighting with a mouse.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow, man. Yeah, like that he was hallucinating, right?
Yeah,
yeah, man, just seeing a shoe
just
feeling with a shoeless
in the mouse.
Yeah, then he saw a shoeless. Then he saw
a
shoe.
Then that guy must be so fucking high as fuck.
Yeah, this thing just got you so much high. But the thing is that you don't get addicted. Yeah, that's
no,
the
no, no, you get addicted.
Obviously, no, I say you don't get that much addicted, because if like you throw it, mm-hmm. you can go like for like 6 months without using it, because it got your nerves so much.
Yeah.
So much, bro, like
guys, you see what I'm telling you guys, don't
even you
use
go
something
even
you, not
you go in the coma like for just like 2 days.
A coma?
Yeah.
You go through a coma?
Yeah. Then they take you to the hospital, then shit. Just
guys, that's too much.
That's what I'm
that's
saying.
Too much.
Some of these drugs, man, they'll just end you having a funny death.
Yeah.
Even in a urology, when people are reading urology, they'll be like, what the fuck am I gonna say?
But guys, if you want to watch a fight between a snake and a mouse,
call Boris.
Yeah, call Boris.
Boris. Anything, man, if you want to see any fight, man,
fight
going on.
Going on. Yeah. Like, not really fight. If you want to hallucinate with a fight, call Boris. We will drop his bio. Call this guy. He'll hook you up.
Even if you want to see an egg with rice fighting.
Call Boris. Anytime.
So,
Boris,
so
anytime.
Still talking about cocaine. There's this crack cocaine.
Black cocaine.
Crack comes from cocaine. Boil the cocaine.
There
is stone in the bottoms.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the crack.
I remember there was even a movie again by this guy Jason Statham.
Yeah, Snowfall. You need to watch Snowfall.
Against
Snowfall. It's a crack cocaine. Crack cocaine. It's also known as simply as a crack or lock.
Lock.
Yeah.
I need to take some lock.
Damn.
It's too fucked up, guys. That's what I'm saying.
It's a free base of cocaine.
So wrapping up this segment, we're gonna get every view of each one of us. We're gonna talk about everyone what he feels about drugs as we wrap up this segment. Yeah. So starting off with Natty.
Yeah, but to conclude what we said today, guys, don't get addicted to drugs. Come on, like drugs, don't get too much addicted. But like, we're not saying don't use. It's just our opinion. We're showing love out there. Like, don't use drugs too much. Just like use it wisely.
Yeah.
And like, now we go to
Boris.
This is like, what's your final statement about drugs?
If, like the conclusion is like, by the way, when what we have talked about, like nobody is trying cocaine between us, me and Natty and Rico. It's just like, you know, like we are just trying to
educate you,
to
guys,
educate,
you know?
Like advices, just discussions, you
it's
know
so
about
that,
yeah about. So if you are listening to this, if you are like, you want to try like drugs, crack, cocaine, like
lock,
like marijuana, weed, please, if you feel like trying it, like just know that it's not good, that you get that much, like so much addicted, like it's not that much good. Even it's not talking about much, but it's not good at all. It's not good at all, like. You guys should. Like,
yeah, that's what I like.
If
yeah,
you are,
yeah.
if you are also taking it, like, right now, if you are listening it, if you are like, take
back
drugs.
Even people are high, like someone is high in listening to this.
Yeah.
Someone might be high at this time.
Yeah.
To us.
Please, like, please, just listen. We are just the backbone of our planet, so we have to like. Maintain ourselves, like know our future, know what to do, like just stop drugs, guys, like
nice, but yeah, of all this planet, nice,
yeah,
nice,
this planet, yeah, man, this planet should be like,
because,
so, a
like,
good
you
planet
can do
like,
a lot.
Yeah, you can do
a
lot for happiness, you can do like everything, you just like. Yeah, that's true, man.
Yeah, Rico, take it over. Like.
Yeah, but yeah, man. The way they have said it, just don't use the drugs. Use it wisely.
Yeah,
that's wisely. What I can say. I know it's
saying this and that. You see,
like, yeah,
it's trying to say use it wisely, guys.
Yeah,
wisely.
It sounds really funny, but I think you should just use it wisely. Just don't like follow people what they are doing. Just be you.
Just be you, man.
Do the things you do.
Yeah.
Stick to the things you know. Stick to the things you do. If you drink alcohol, drink it, but
alcohol.
Drink it responsibly.
Don't just like. take drugs because
you your friend is
don't get forced into drugs, guys.
Also
like don't take drugs because you have sown like
You saw someone doing
with Khalifa smoking.
Yeah, Khalifa smoking. Now you want to show us you're the best smoker, yeah? You're trying to... Don't try that shit. Don't try that shit because it's going to get you fucked up. That. Trust me. It will get you fucked up.
Yeah.
And man, you just have to like stick to your lane. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, man. I'll keep repeating. Don't drink and drive, man. Trust me. Don't drink.
People all around the world.
Even a scooter. Don't drink and drive a scooter. Yeah, I swear.
Don't drink and drive a scooter. Like in China, we all have a scooter. That's why we're saying this.
Yeah. So like
people here, they drive scooter.
Yeah. So thank you guys for like tuning in, supporting. Love every support that you guys are giving to us, man. Our last episode, man. At least we are somewhere. We are managing it as we continue. Let's grow the family, man.
Let's grow the family, and we like to thank Boris for coming down here. Yeah.
Thank you, Boris.
Second episode. Thank you, Boris, very much.
Thanks for coming here.
We'll be anytime,
show this guy love. Holla at you, boy. This is Boris, animal.
Yeah, where can guys find you, man? Give us your social media handles.
Social media, can people like find WeChat account,
so that they can know about that chewing thing.
No, don't tell us like your phone number, like
just tell us WeChat. Yeah,
we'll add his WeChat on the bio.
Instagram.
We'll tag you on everything, but just like in a brief description, social media accounts.
My Instagram account is the King Boris Gram.
Yeah.
King Boris
Facebook.
King Boris Gram. No, yeah. No, Facebook.
Check this guy out. This guy like he can hook you up with chat.
Anything.
He can hook you up. This is our guy. He's joking.
Yeah, so guy.
Yeah, you can find me like that's my Instagram, King Boris Gram. My Snapchat, Big Rarity. Yeah. That's my social medias. Thank you guys.
So as we wrap up, you're gonna listen to a song by Earth by Lil Dicky.
The last song of our episode.
Yeah,
we're gonna show it about life. We'll see you on the next episode next time. Until then, peace.
Bye bye. Peace.
Yo. That's what's up.
Now we're gonna love you, it's all about love. So like
peace out.
Peace out.